That's hilarious. What
the hell was that?
That's hilarious.
That was some truth getting dropped.
Oh.
You all right?
Oh, it hurts.
What are you doing?
You guys suck.
Oh.
That's how she takes out the trash, apparently. She slams shit around.
Welcome to episode 56 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. You might be surprised how far I can throw a cat. And I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I can rain fire.
My name is Joe Walker, host of The Backlog, which you can find on One More Castle. And I once slam dunked over a T-Rex.
What?
Did he have his hands up? Trying to block?
He did. But I shut him down. Like, you should see it's on like all the YouTube, like all like the remix videos. Oh. It's crazy.
Did you put dubstep behind it? You gotta put dubstep behind it or nobody will watch it.
Oh, is that the rule?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I've got it wrong this whole time. That explains so much.
It's in the terms of service now.
It's one of the things I was trying to tell Joshua Caleb about because he keeps complaining that nobody's watching his videos. I'm like, dude, there's no dubstep. There is absolutely no dubstep. And you've got to have dubstep.
You know, I actually have some dubstep genre retro chiptune remix tracks I should probably try and see what happens. Your mother can't be any good.
Whoa.
At anything she does besides being bad. She's great. Have you guys played any old video games lately?
All right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been playing tons of old stuff. There's a little local shop that I like to go to, and we always wind up bringing great stuff home. But what we've been playing lately, it's going to be for the new episode of The Backlog, which will be out by the time...
Ooh, spoilers!
Well, the episode will be out by the time that this podcast goes up, but it's Haunting Ground for the PlayStation 2.
Never heard of it.
It's a really great survival horror game by Capcom. It was developed by some members of the Clock Tower team, so it's big on, you know, you don't fight back. It's big on, like, being pursued and, you know, hiding and... You know, just the general feeling of helplessness. So it's great for this Halloween time.
As a fan of the Clock Tower games, or at least the first one, since that's the only one I've played and I liked it, I have to ask, Jason, you sound and look a lot different tonight.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's one of those things I was like, hey, I'm gonna swear off PC gaming. I'm going to talk about consoles because that's really where the fun is.
I agree.
Cool. Now you're doing The Backlog, which... I didn't realize you were even a part of that. I love that series.
Well, it seemed like a great thing to be a part of. It seemed like it was really going places, so, you know.
Cool. Hunter, do you know what's going on here?
I also enjoy The Backlog.
Good man.
That's all I got.
Good enough for me.
No, Jason's...
It's not like Jason had the flu and let us know last minute he couldn't join us.
Poor Jason is sick. Apparently his whole house is sick.
The house?
Yeah, this house itself is sick.
That's not good when the house is sick, you know.
That's going to drive down the property value for that whole neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, the windows start dripping snot. And
that's disgusting.
Chimney starts vomiting. Right?
It's disgusting.
Ugh. Jason, you are gross.
Yeah, you know.
So yeah, thanks Joe Walker for joining us on short notice. So that's really cool.
Mr. Joe Walker.
Yeah, what am I ever doing?
In fact, wasn't it just last week that you said... that the One More Podcastle made you want to go back to your podcasting days?
I did indeed say that.
So one could say that Jason is not sick, but merely being very kind and giving you the opportunity to guest host.
I was actually the one who got him sick, so then I could take his place and we could all be best friends forever.
I'm okay with it.
Perfect. I'm so okay with it. Because that Jason Lamb guy is a little...
PC. He's a little PC.
He's a very little PC.
Well, you know, he's a PC gamer. He's used to getting viruses.
Oh.
That's actually pretty good. All right.
I'm glad you guys thought so, because I said it, and I was like, ooh, that really wasn't very good.
Oh, no.
It sounded funny in my head, but...
If you're used to my jokes, that was like four times better.
Also a good point.
Yeah. So Hunter, how about you?
Yeah, video games, definitely.
They're great.
I've actually been playing... I actually played a game 2 weeks ago that I wanted to wait to discuss with you, Bailey.
Oh.
Have you played a game for the NES called The Ultimate Stuntman?
Very little.
Okay. The Ultimate Stuntman is an NES game that was released by Comerica or Gloob, or it's the gold. It's got the gold cartridge.
Comerica, yeah.
Yeah, Comerica, and it's an interesting game. The game is actually set up in a bunch of different styles of games. So the first level is kind of like a top-down racing. You've got guns. You're trying to chase after another car. You can shoot things out of your way. The next level is a side-scrolling run and gun. And then the third level, which is where I can't get farther than the third level, because you've got minimum health and the game's actually pretty difficult. Yeah, it appears that you're climbing up a building and people are throwing things at you, kind of like Spider-Man style. But you can shoot things.
It's very 1990s action movie marshmallow.
It sounds like there's a lot of game in there.
Yeah, so, and it's one of those games that I've never seen out in a wild before. Like, there's like, I don't know, like 8 different game shops that I check about a couple of times a month. And usually I just peruse, you know, if anything that I want that's on my list to buy now, I'll probably have to buy it online just because they're either rare or just uber expensive that they keep behind the shelf that, or behind the glass that nobody sees and that kind of thing. Because you can't see through glass. I don't know if you guys knew that. Anyway, and I see this gold cart and I'm thinking it's either Micro Machines, which is going to be weird because I haven't seen that game out, or there's another one where it's 4 games in one and there's like an egg with an Indiana Jones hat on him.
Quattro.
That's right, Quattro. And it was Ultimate Stuntman. It was like $2 and I was like, it's going to be worth $2. So I picked it up and I've been really enjoying it. Like it's just an interesting game. Like the music's really well done. The graphics are nice. And it's, you know, it's got a very nice level of difficulty. So,
and whether you're in like the top down shoot 'em up portion to the side scrolling run and gun, it has its own version of the spread gun from Contra.
Yes, it does.
It kind of apes off that to a good extent. I mean, Comerica didn't do a bad job developing the games. And this is actually, I mean, I think you already said it was $2.
Yeah, it was $2.
It's not a rare game at all. It's definitely a go ahead and check it out kind of game.
I did. I bought it. I just said that. But no, I recommend it.
I'd take a chance on any game for $2.
It's a very backlog appropriate game.
It is, isn't it?
I mean, I
should call that Mr. Joe Walker.
Yeah, if only.
I think I can get in contact with him for you.
Well, I think I loaded you up with Dreamcast games that one day, and I still kind of like, I've got like 5 more that I'd be like, oh, you could try these, you could try these, you could try these.
Yeah, send them to me, definitely. My list is long, and I want it to keep getting longer. I don't ever want to run out of stuff.
Cool. Your what is long, and you want it to be longer?
His list.
Well, hey now.
His hair.
Hair.
I did just get a haircut today. So
stylish.
Cool. Good work.
Very stylish.
I wanted to look good for this podcast.
Wait.
For all the listeners.
For all the listeners at home.
What time did you get this haircut?
Actually, I just got it cut at 3 o'clock after work.
You literally, you found out you're going to be on the podcast, went and got the haircut, and now you're here. That's hilarious. Good work.
Well, no, like my wife's family has some event I got to go to this weekend, so it was really for that. But
you
I'll
too?
Give you guys, I'll say it was for you guys. Yeah. It's a busy weekend.
Yeah, I've been really busy. So busy that I've only had time to play one old video game.
Yeah, and?
What game?
It was on the NES.
Don't tell me it's the game you're bringing to the showdown.
Nope, I'm not going to pull a Bailey this week and do that. It was Q-Bert. Okay. It was Q-Bert.
Oh, yeah.
I threw down with some Q-Bert because Q-Bert is one of those glorious arcade ports that I'm not great at, but I wish I was. Like, I wish I was better. It succeeds at when I die, I want to conquer it, and I want to do better. It motivates me, and that's one of the marks of a solid game right there. When even when you die on the 7th time, you're like, man, I want to get better at this. So, yeah, my high score is like 48,000. It's pretty paltry, but it's a fun game. There's nothing else quite like Q-Bert, you know?
Yeah, the first time I played Q-Bert was on the Commodore 64. I played it with a Sega Genesis controller.
Nice.
That's how I rolled back in the day.
Did you ever play the Commodore 64 version of Mule by any chance?
Mule. I don't think so.
Mule.
We had a text-based adventure game. I can't remember exactly.
Intergalactic economic simulation multiplayer strategy game. Mule.
I don't know what any of that means.
Mule. Hee-haw, hee-haw.
I'm confused.
It's going to be one of those nights.
Wait, is this the mule that's like M.U.L.E.
Yes! M period U period L period E period mule.
No, mule. I don't think I have.
Well, dang it. Then we just wasted like a minute of time devoted to
you. We got a whole another hour or so.
Taking too long just to say no. Just to be like, oh, no.
We're never getting that minute back.
A multiple use labor element?
Yeah, mule. You gotta terraform the planet somehow.
I guess.
Let's go to the listener email, shall we? It goes like this. Hello, my good men. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. I was speaking with your fine editor-in-chief via Twitter, and it made me come up with what I feel to be an interesting listener feedback question. When I was young, I loved the NES pinball game Rollerball. I still do, in fact. I have many happy memories of playing the two-player competitive mode with my father. The first time we fired up this mode, my father saw the donkey and elephant on the screen and laughed, saying, "Oh, that's clever." I didn't understand, so I asked him why, and he explained to me that the donkey is the symbol of the Democratic Party, which tends to be left-wing, corresponding with the donkey being on the left side of the screen, and the elephant is the symbol of the Republican Party, which tends to be right-wing, corresponding with the elephant being on the right side of the screen. I never knew this up until that point. In other words, I coincidentally learned a fairly important life fact thanks to a random feature of an NES game. My question is this. Have you ever learned a major fact of life from a classic video game? Bonus points if it's not an educational game. Cheers, Doc Sigma, who I recommend following on Twitter. Cool guy, knowledgeable.
Well, other than, you know, like the obvious of playing baseball games to learn the rules of the baseball, or it's not really a life lesson, I guess. I wrote an entire feature about everything that I needed to know about life I learned in the first 5 minutes of Legend of Zelda. And I think that's really the, I don't have like a very direct connection like he did with his dad with Rollerball. But I mean, a lot of games, they have this kind of the same kind of tropes, you know, like the whole, the heroes rescuing the princess and, you know, good versus evil and, you know, those who do good are rewarded with good things. Those who do bad are rewarded with bad things, you know, karma, that kind of thing. But other than that, I don't really have any, at least not that I could think of.
I think certain concepts, like those are great examples of some broad overarching ideas that video games reinforce. I can think of, as a child, playing Rampage and grabbing the toilet and the water squirts out and realizing, oh yeah, there's pipes that connect it. And if you break it, you're going to have water everywhere. The scarcity of gasoline. Playing something like Rad Racer, and you can't just drive forever. Eventually, you just coast to a stop. Rad Racer might not be the best example of that, but you get the idea.
Top Gear.
There you go. Yeah, Solar Jetman, giving you the idea of how a planet can have a different gravity. Like, if you're on the moon, the gravity is lower, so you're a little more floaty, and just getting the feel for the physics of that interaction. Like, trying to explain that to a kid in dry words. Really difficult. Play Solar Jetman once, get to the second level, and you're like, different gravity. Well, there's something I can think of.
Was it explained in Solar Jetman?
Not explained, but it's intuitive. Like you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just couldn't remember.
Like, but if you're playing and you feel like, oh wow, like I feel really heavy on this planet. Someone says, oh, that's because it has more gravity. You're like, oh, that's gravity.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Totally makes sense.
Totally.
Mr. Joe Walker.
I learned that if you ever, like, get hurt real bad, if you eat a turkey, you'll feel a lot better.
That came out of the wall? Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, like, if you ever, like, punch a barrel and then there's a turkey, you should eat it.
Absolutely.
It's very good. Yep.
But no, I'm sure there's plenty of things I've learned from video games that aren't just coming to mind right now. The only thing that's really popping in my head is like learning about like Asian architecture from the backgrounds in Street Fighter.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, okay. That's that's like what Thailand, like that's how they do their buildings over there,
there
and stuff like that. Nothing really profound.
Yeah, I feel like we're missing a good one or two. But...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of too. But it's like I even went through, like I mentally went through my game catalog and I'm like, other than, you know, the what I was talking about before, like I just can't think of anything that was real pronounced. Yeah. I don't know.
And I know as soon as this podcast is over, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah. I should have said that.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty typical. I should have said that. Nuts.
Well, I'll just go leave a comment.
Yeah. Dang it.
See, I don't... yeah, it's driving me nuts.
When you're a paper boy, you should break as many windows as possible.
No.
That's not a good lesson.
Yeah.
Did not learn that from video.
You got to get ready for that obstacle course that paper boys have to do.
Yeah, at the end of your route. I did learn icing, like the when you're playing ice hockey, the icing rule in hockey.
Yeah.
I learned that from definitely video games before real life. That's not like important. That's not applicable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, other than, you know, edumentation.
Whoa.
Dr. Mario may have been the first thing to teach me that you swallow pills to defeat viruses. Like, because when you're a kid, you don't take as many pills, you know?
You take vitamins all the time, or at least I did.
But mine were chewable.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. Flintstones.
But in Dr. Mario, the pills are just going in a jar.
Oh, yeah.
But you get the idea. I don't know.
Nah, that's not right.
I think you get the idea. Oh, okay, fine. I take it back.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, from Rollerball, I mean, that was... I can't think of anything else.
That was too good. Like, nothing else.
Yeah, that's way to one-up us all, listener email, Mr. Doc Sigma. I like Rollerball so much, guys.
That is a good game.
It is.
Agree.
What's your high score on it? What's your high score?
No, man, I don't do that. I play games to enjoy them.
I have the world record high score on Rollerball.
According to who?
The Twin Galaxies.
Who are they?
Are they even around anymore?
Yeah, except now they charge for scores to make money, which means you don't hear about them as much because not as many people submit. But mine got grandfathered in. Suckers! And for all I know, maybe someone else has scored over 8 million points in Rollerball and just sat there for hours playing it. It's possible, you know?
No, I don't think anybody would do that, not with Rollerball.
I'm going to.
That's what I want, is some healthy competition in the retro gaming community. Because that's what video games taught me. Competition can be healthy.
Yeah. Beating your friends is a way to feel good about yourself.
Yeah!
That's what video games taught me.
And if nothing else helps, just punch the guy until he's dead.
Or just be like, hey, guess what? We can't play games anymore, and tell them to go home.
There you go. What was the cheaters never win unless if it's in video games or something like that?
Nice.
That's real.
That just happened. Blowing in the cartridge does not make it work better.
No.
Well, yeah. It'll deteriorate it over time, that's for sure. What did Pac-Man teach us?
Fruit gives you extra points, so be sure to eat your fruit.
So fruit is good. Healthy eating.
And Mrs. Pac-Man's way cooler than Mr. Pac-Man.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. I think they're pretty equivalently cool. Maybe I'm weird on that.
Well, I'm just thinking of the Atari 2600, so...
You're not really playing dodgeball. Unless the person you hit dies. That's what I learned from Nintendo.
That's good.
Must have had fun in high school.
Yeah, I could throw really hard and get transferred to many schools.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I was surprised to even get, what was it, like 3,000 words out of Legend of Zelda, so.
Yeah. I guess we can take a music break.
Can we?
Unless you have like another quick discussion question you want to tackle personally. Maybe Joe Walker is wondering.
I want to know, what is the thought process behind when to take a music break?
when we run out of things to say.
I'm just trying to be meta.
Typically.
Or if it's a half an hour after we started recording.
Yeah, that's basically it. Either we're sitting there in dead silence after listener email discussion. We're like,
Music break?
Or we've gotten so far off track that we've been talking for 40 minutes about something unrelated. Which is, can be okay, but sometimes it's not.
I feel like I've learned so much.
So, music break?
Music break! Back. That was Invincible Star by A Linear Particle, a grindy, chirpy bit of electronica remix action. Speaking of action, it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, this is the part of the show where each of us hosts will choose a retro game. It will have 1 minute to introduce it, and then we're just going to spend the rest of the time arguing about who picked the best game. 2 episodes ago, for episode 54, the theme for the Retro Showdown was Act Like a Co-Host. So me, Hunter, and Jason picked a game as though we were a different host. I picked a game like Jason, and Jason picked a game as if he were Hunter. And long story short, Hunter won by choosing a game like me, by choosing Kung Fu on NES. He beat out Ernest Evans and Screamstein 2000, 11-4-2.
So does that mean that you won?
I think what it means is, regardless of who won, Jason definitely lost.
Yeah, okay. I'm all right with that.
Like, you could argue either of us won, but right. Jason definitely lost. His game lost, and him as a host lost.
And that's nice. Why I'm here tonight.
Yes.
Yes. Jason was eliminated.
He's officially been replaced.
We inject people with diseases when they lose the showdown. So, heads up, Walker.
That's a tough way to go, man.
Well, hey, man, I'm bringing the heat tonight, let me tell you.
With that in mind, tonight, in honor of having a last-second, no-prep-time, gracious substitute guest host, we have no theme. It is a free-for-all. Dun-dun-dun.
No holds barred. I don't know why I said that.
I'm realizing I forgot something. Jason's usually our official timekeeper.
I got it.
Hunter's got it. Then I guess I'm ready whenever you are, Hunter.
You may begin.
Tonight, I went back to the grand old year of 1994. I was 8 years old. Good times. I'm still 8 years old, and I still remember this game. It was made by Enix for the Super Nintendo, a little RPG called Robotrek. Ooh, a little obscure. Maybe you haven't played it, but it has a unique hook. You control robots in battle. You can have a few throughout the game. You begin with one, and instead of gaining experience points, you gain parts of megabytes of data, and The robots can level up, but even their items individually can level up, and you can upgrade the robots to different parts and individualize their stats. Really in-depth. But it's also an RPG, so you got your usual dungeons and non-player characters. Very fun. The combat is turn-based with real-time action meters, like used in Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy VII, etc. And it's just kind of quirky and fun, if you like that kind of JRPG vibe. Instead of items like heal or antidote, you have items like repair and clean. The battle music is kind of annoying, but other than that, the presentation is great. It's Robotrek on Super Nintendo.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to the clock.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry. It's all right.
I guess Jason can have his job back after all.
Oh, no.
Boo, Jason.
If Jason's job is only to keep the time, then yes. As long as he doesn't make us sick, I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'll go next.
Can we trust you to time yourself?
Yes. Now, in honor of this free-for-all, I have decided to pick a game that I've enjoyed since its first appearance in the arcade. Created by Hitmaker, also known as Sega AM2, and ported to the best home console ever created, the Sega Dreamcast, I picked Crazy Taxi. This arcade smash was released on the Sega Dreamcast in 2000. In this open-world racing game, you pick between three different characters, each with a different style car, all having different abilities. It is now your mission to taxi patrons to their destination to rack up the highest score before time runs out. Added to the Dreamcast version was a brand new stage to taxi around in and an additional driver. It's Crazy Taxi! Crazy Taxi.
That was actually a pretty good Crazy Taxi voice.
I played the poop out of this game. You have no idea. Mr. Joe Walker, you are up next if you are ready.
I am ready.
Then you may begin.
Well, my pick for the Retro Showdown is the 1993 run-and-gun classic Gunstar Heroes for the Sega Genesis. Developed by the legendary Treasure and published by Sega, you take control of either Gunstar Red or Gunstar Blue to save the planet Gunstar 9 from the Empire, who are trying to revive the powerful android Golden Silver. Along the way, you fight an unending stream of robot soldiers and crazy bosses with names like Papaya Dance, Bravo Man, Melon Bread, and Korean Rice. There are four weapon types that can be combined to create powerful new weapons, adding tons of replayability to a game already chock full of addicting non-stop action. It's full of explosions, rad music, lots and lots of robots to shoot, and is the best co-op game I have ever played. That's Gunstar Heroes for the Sega Genesis.
Huh. I feel a little outgunned tonight, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, my game does actually have guns in it.
Hey.
Touché. Okay. Or should I say to shoot?
No, that was...
Oh.
Take another drink.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't say that.
Gunstar Heroes. Great game. Fun. It was a very fun game. A little racist. It's a little racist.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, you know, just
Hunter,
the
elaborate.
Character names. I mean, it's...
How is it? I'm confused now.
It's a little... I guess it's, I mean, the rest of the colors of the rainbow's not there. It's prejudice against the rest of the Roy G. Biv. There's no indigo. There's no violet.
I'm not sure that's actually racist.
Oh, well, maybe I don't know how it works.
I think that's how racism okay? works.
Eric, you're really bad at being a racist.
Yeah, Bailey, seriously. No, I enjoy Gunstar Heroes, maybe because it is kind of that toned down. It's not like a crazy, like, in terms of like the story and stuff. I don't know why I'm defending your game, but let me just...
Oh, please do.
Let me get this Sega juice out of me real quick. it's a very simple concept, you know, even down to the character names like Red and Blue and Green and Orange and Yellow and... Wait, there is no Orange. Sorry. Yeah, there is. Sorry.
Yeah, there is.
I don't know. It's GI Orange, whatever that means. Anyway, but it's not like, you know, not like Contra, where, you know, you've got the Red Falcon and the... And, I can't even remember what the Biff and what were the guy's names in Contra?
Bill and Lance. Bill Reiser Bill and Lance Cortez.
That's right.
Bill yeah. Mad Dog Reiser. Mad Dog.
And then they changed it for the third one.
Arr, Mad Dog.
Anyway, it's one of those games that they took a very simple concept and they just perfected it. They didn't try to fancy it up and, you know, you don't have to collect rings or coins and stuff like that. Like, it's just a very straightforward... I like it. I like the game. Soundtrack could be
no
a little
nonsense.
Better. But...
Whoa. Soundtrack is great. And it didn't rely on popular artists to make the soundtrack good.
Unlike Crazy Taxi.
Hey, man, it was the time. And the soundtrack is good. You know, it's that late... It's that late 90s punk music. I mean, everybody was into that. That was the big thing.
I just think it's funny, though, because you say about Gunstar Heroes, ooh, it took a simple concept and just executed it with all these fancy bells and whistles. You know what game took a simple concept and took it to, shall I say, crazy extremes?
Crazy Taxi? Okay.
You're a taxi driver. Oh, wait. Yeah. Let's make it insane.
Yeah, let's make it with Tude.
I always played as BD Joe because he had the same name as me. He was my favorite driver.
It's an awful pick, Joe Walker. Just an awful pick.
I don't know. I was terrible at Crazy Taxi, probably because I picked BD Joe every time.
I mean, the abilities are slight. I mean, like, I can't remember what the girl's name was. What was her name? She had, like, better turning. Other cars had better braking, that kind of thing. Oh, for a juggernaut pro tip, if you would like to stop on a dime in Crazy Taxi, you switch it over to reverse and you hit the gas and the brake at the same time.
Juggernaut!
It's a juggernaut tip for you.
Wait, juggernaut's in that game?
No, I'm the juggernaut.
Oh.
I've never played the arcade version of Crazy Taxi. How is it?
It's like the console ports. There's not too much different. I mean, the graphics were a little better. That was about it. A little crisper, a little cleaner. But the soundtrack was the same. The gameplay was the same. It was a pretty good one-to-one port for the most part. Very enjoyable. Lots of hours. Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi. It's kind of a stupid game.
Well, I mean, it spoke to me, you know? Like, it was right in that part of my life where I was listening to a lot of punk music, and I really enjoyed the soundtrack and the...
You did say it spoke to you. Like, you just walked by the arcade machine, and it was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, it said, hey, Crazy Taxi! Yeah.
Pretty much like that.
It's in the intro. I mean, yeah, it speaks to me. It would have spoken to you, too, if you would have saw it in the arcade.
But
let's talk about... go ahead.
No, yeah, by all means, go ahead, Hunter.
No, please.
Which of our games actually has robots besides Gunstar Heroes?
That would be the robot version of Pokemon, also known as Robotrek.
Pretty much just won the showdown for me.
I forgot.
Pokemon with robots.
I guess I forgot I'm the only guy who doesn't like Pokemon.
You are the only person who does not like Pokemon. Pokemon.
I just don't want to collect them all. That's I just want to take people to their destinations. I'm just trying to...
Oh, you're my best friend.
Earn a living.
In a world we must defend.
Pay some bills.
Pokemon.
By driving people to KFC and...
Yes.
Like, what is it? The Adidas store?
The Adidas store. Again? Yeah. And then there's also a church that you can taxi people to.
In my game, you can just kind of find money in little capsules lying around.
So you're stealing it?
No, you're taking it.
Did you have to have a map, like a treasure map?
No, you just find it and take it.
So these robots are thieves. They're stealing robots.
No, well, actually, the character you
you're
play
You're the taker.
Exactly.
Yes.
You are the thief.
Yes,
you
protagonist.
Steal everything.
Not a thief, just a taker.
You take these innocent robots against their will and pit them against other robots of their own kind.
They don't really have a will. And the robots are of different kinds. And you fight non-robotic things, too, like slimes and gels.
Of course you do, because it's an RPG. You've got to fight slimes. God, my God, it's awful.
It definitely happens. Yeah, but it's kind of like a satirical send-up. I mean, it is an Enix game, so to see a slime in there, you're like, oh, Dragon Quest, you know.
Oh, my God, you can't think of anything new. Woo!
That's not the point. There's plenty of new stuff in there. You have to pay homage to the classic stuff you'll recognize, too. It's a good blending, Hunter.
Do you? Do you have to?
You don't have to, but it's a bonus if you do. You have to if you want to make the highest quality game possible.
Eh.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well,
you know, Hunter said my game was racist, but if you're commanding robots to fight other robots who are different from them, that sounds pretty racist to me. And robot racism is a real issue that our country is facing right now.
I agree. Got the t-shirt to prove it.
Then it makes it politically relevant to our generation.
No.
it's a really profound game, you know?
No.
Robotrek, I'm telling you. Robotrekked itself across my heart.
Sounds painful.
It was. Those robots are not very nice. It's a big.
I've never been a big fan of those publishers and developers that only knew how to make one kind of game. So they just keep remaking it over. Oh. I mean, you see it today. It's not just in the retro days. Like, you see it today. Like, look at Rockstar. Every game is Grand Theft Auto. But every game.
It's not necessarily a bad thing to specialize in something you do well and know how to do. Do one thing and do really? It well. Yeah. That's not always
they did
bad.
Make a table tennis game. And as far as I know, you don't shoot anyone in it, so.
I bet you do.
It's
I
not
bet
a there's like sand, it's a sandbox ping pong game.
There's you got to steal a car to get to your first tournament. And
whoa, the world map for this table tennis game is so enormous.
Got to run over the hookers to get the entry
60
fee.
60 miles an hour. It takes like 12 hours to get across the whole world.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Joe Walker.
So, Gunstar Heroes.
Be honest with me. Robotrek is your kind of game.
I will be honest with you. I've never played Robotrek.
Nobody has.
Because when I have a hankering for some robots, I pick up Gunstar Heroes. Where that's got robots by the bushel.
It does.
How many is that? Robots by the bushel?
It's, you know, when you convert it from the metric system, it gets all messed up. But
We don't talk about the metric system on here.
That's, oh, if no. only Jason were here.
Oh, I got that. I got the converter right here. Let me.
That was such a good impression. Can you please do it one more time? Do it again.
No,
do it again.
I can't. It's awful. It's awful.
And we got the converter right here.
I got the converter right here. I got.
It's just bad, man. It's just bad.
Woo! It's just Batman. So
totally played. Forgot to mention this. I'm gonna go back to about an hour ago.
Okay.
So I was playing Batman.
Which one?
For the NES.
The original Batman, not Return of the Joker, not Returns.
The original, right. The original Batman for the NES.
Good for you.
He kills Joker at the end.
Right? Spoiler
What's
alert.
That about?
Totally kills the Joker. Well, to be fair though, he kills several hundred people throughout the course of the gameplay.
No, I know. But I mean, Batman's always been like that guy
and
who doesn't, like.
Whenever Batman dies, he explodes into a burst of flames.
Maybe
that's
he's a robot.
Part of the game. It may not be Batman at all.
I'd play robot Batman.
But no, here's literally what I thought. Because like when he throws him off the balcony, the tower, and it's like this real far wide shot, and you just see his body falling. Like I was waiting for him to just like suddenly start coming back up because he's like pulling him up. With the, and like the next screen is like him dead on the sidewalk. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
It's great. It's great.
Man.
Man, if only Batman could be in the Iron Man suit.
Why would you do that? I mean, Iron Man is Marvel's
Bruce
Wayne.
Why would you ever play Crazy Taxi?
Because it's fun. Arcade action.
No, it's
who doesn't like running into stuff? I run into stuff at the house all the time. I got the bruises to prove it. And it's all because of Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, but it's not a great... It's an okay game. I've played it before.
If you're running into stuff in Crazy Taxi, then you're not doing very good.
Well, no, it's part of the fun. Because like you can keep gunning it at 60 miles an hour, running into stuff. Knocking Dim-wit. Over tables and chairs, making people run out of the way.
So really, you don't like playing Crazy Taxi. You just like anything that gives you the freedom to screw around.
Well, but here's the difference with Crazy Taxi is that you have a time limit.
You're the guy who fires up Super Mario Brothers and walks left.
Yes.
And then knocks over a table.
And a fit of rage because you can't go left.
Yes. Yes. That's you.
It's totally
you don't
me.
Even care about the game. You're just like, well, I can do things. I don't know.
Well,
you wouldn't go that far. You wouldn't actually say you were stupid.
I mean, I have. Math is hard.
Math is hard.
I'm still trying to figure out the robot bushel.
It's so hard. Joe, can you help us with math? That's a real weakness.
You know, I do math all day at work, and when I leave my office, my math leaves my brain.
Just take that memory bank out of your head so you don't have to worry about it.
It's company property.
Like a robot.
I can't take it with me.
Like a robot.
Yeah, yeah, like a robot.
Am I the only guy who didn't bring a robot game this week?
I think you are.
Yeah. Yeah, that taxi is not
Crazy
a robot.
Taxi would be even cooler if it had robots, though.
It would be, but it's not.
Yeah, but I mean, you wouldn't be taxiing around robots. They got jetpacks and stuff.
But no, the robot Clark's. Could be driving the taxi. Like, I'm a robot knocking over tables and chairs.
I would definitely...
Oh, like the Johnny cars from Total Recall?
Rather play Robotaxi than Crazy Taxi. Would much rather.
Well, it looks like we have another game idea.
I'd rather play Gunstar Heroes.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
So basically,
I really can't say anything bad about Crazy Taxi.
Yes, you can. Reach deep
You can
inside.
Say that it's great.
It's merely okay.
Now, come on. It had a great soundtrack.
No.
It was made by one of the primary developers for Sega.
It is not one of their premier examples of a game. I'm really trying.
I will say that
Robotrek.
I got Crazy Taxi for the Dreamcast. My ex-girlfriend bought it, and she said, if we ever break up, I'm taking this. But I still have it.
Well, your ex-girlfriend was a liar. Good job breaking up with her.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
What?
I also still have her copy of Super Metroid, so I think I did all right.
Oh!
Does it still have her save file on it?
Not anymore.
Nice. Very
totally
nice.
Worth it.
I liked Crazy Taxi. Yeah.
Robotrek is better.
I don't know
is
about
it?
That.
Why? Why? You keep saying that, and all I hear is, it's better because it's got robots in it. That doesn't make a game better.
All
okay,
right.
That's not true. That's not true.
Let's do this. Number one, it has robots in it.
Ah.
Number two, it's actually like an in-depth experience that you can like immerse yourself into. Number three, it's unexpected. It's quirky and pleasantly surprising, whereas Crazy Taxi, you know what you're going to get. You're driving around a city.
In a crazy taxi, yeah.
Four, it has a story. I mean, Crazy Taxi, what's the story there? Ooh, I need fares.
You gotta pay bills, man.
Number five, it has robots in it.
I don't know. I'm not feeling
it.
I'm not convinced.
Come on, guys.
Okay.
I didn't realize this was gonna be like big old game night. Just thought I'd pick my little hidden gem of a Super Nintendo game. 16-bit RPG.
Let's do this.
Nobody cares.
Okay. Okay.
I really screwed this up. Should have saved that for the week, I guess.
Bailey.
You guys suck.
Bailey.
What?
Bailey.
What, Hunter? What?
What does Robotrek do differently that other RPGs do not?
The extent to which you can customize the characters that actually enter battles.
Give me an example.
Unprecedented. Okay, normal RPG, you can level up. When you level up, your stats increase fairly uniformly. Robotrek, when you level up, you choose which stats level up to what extent, exactly how many points are allotted. Also, your robot has item slots. The items in those slots have a level that can increase, thus increasing their strength. Depending on which items you use, determines what actions you can even take to begin with in a battle. It's a lot more complex. But it's still simple and easy to pick up, but it's... If you're a control freak like me, likes to dig down deep into that kind of stuff, it's
like Pokemon.
It's wonderful. Like Pokemon, if you could choose which of your Pokemon's stats get increased by which point, and if they could hold four items at a time, and each of those items could level up throughout the game, and if they were moving on a 2.5-dimensional play field in which you can find other items or use distance attacks or close attacks or...
I will interject and say that in Pokemon, you can choose which stats to raise.
That's totally a thing.
Yeah, but that's by battling... I know, but it's a lot more streamlined.
I don't trust a game where the developer has to put another great RPG from Enix on the cover of the box. I don't trust that. That's setting me up for failure. That's what that is. Setting me up for failure. I don't want that. That's all I'm saying. I just don't.
Fine. I'm never.
No, you
I'm
can bring
never
all the...
bringing another hidden gem again. I'm never gonna try and
you can
expose
bring all the hidden gems you
an
want,
obscure
man.
Game that many people may know about.
That's my job.
That is true. It is kind of Joe Walker's thing.
Mr. Joe Walker.
Joe Walker.
Why did they change the story to Gunstar Heroes from Japan before it was ported over to the Western side?
That's a very good question, and I think it's because no one knew what they were doing back then. It's like, here's a crazy story, let's make it even crazier so it makes even less sense. But if you're playing Gunstar Heroes for the story, I think you're going in for the wrong reasons.
Well, I think everybody here can agree that story in a video game is very important.
I don't know.
Like the gripping narrative of Crazy Taxi.
Exactly.
Gripping.
Thank you.
Steering wheel.
Yeah, you got to onto the steering, white knuckling. Oh, yeah, man.
My knuckles are pretty white.
Taking it back and forth from drive to reverse. There was no six speeds. It was drive and reverse. Oh, yeah.
There's only one speed in Gunstar Heroes, man. That's intense to the max.
There's like 18 different speeds in RoboTrek.
Yeah, there's Pokemon and Dragon Quest monsters.
Can we drop the Pokemon? It's really not as much like Pokemon as you're making it sound.
It just looks like
you don't collect different robots. You collect like one, and then later you get the second one, and then like you don't. There's not 100.
Yeah, how many are there? 151.
Gotta get them all.
Six.
No.
649.
No, there's like three. So. I mean, you fight different
That's
ones.
That's not a very wide selection of robots.
It's the customization that makes it...
Listen, you want customization, you come to Gunstar Heroes. Because you can customize your gun. Because there's fire. There's chaser. I like that sign, by the way. There's lightning.
No,
and
you
there's
like
force.
It.
And you can have two of them, so you can combine them. So if you combine like force and fire, you start shooting exploding fireballs.
But see, okay, here's the thing about that. It is really cool.
That is pretty
okay,
cool.
Okay, your game is great. What do you want me to say? Gunstar Heroes is a 16-bit classic. Yeah. Still considered.
That's what I wanted to say.
Crazy Taxi was an arcade smash.
Nothing to add. Joe Walker's game is a lot better than your game, Hunter. It's so much better.
Next Generation describes it as a predecessor to the core idea of Pokemon in a sense that the protagonist does not fight himself but sends out his robots to do so. Like Pokemon, each robot is kept in a ball.
Capsule.
Well, I didn't know
Robotrek
that.
Robotrek has similar gameplay to that of most RPG video games, with the notable exception that the main character is not the combatant. Rather, the robots he invents are, making it more similar to Pokemon.
Yes, that aspect is a lot like Pokemon. Good for you. Final argument. Hunter, why should anyone vote for Crazy Taxi?
Crazy Taxi! That's why.
Cool. Joe Walker, why should anyone out there vote for... Oh yeah, to be clear, to anyone who doesn't know, in the Retro Showdown, you can vote for the one you like the best on the website on the podcast page when it releases. Joe Walker, why should anyone vote for Gunstar Heroes?
Because it's better than the other two games, and rather than enslaving robots and making them do all your menial work, you get to blow them up.
Mr. Joe Walker, you bring up an excellent point.
So, Bailey, yes, why should anyone vote for Robotrek? You know what? You shouldn't vote for Robotrek. You should vote for Gunstar Heroes. But you should try Robotrek. Some of you will really like it, I promise.
Has this ever happened in the showdown before?
Yes. I rage quit about a couple of months back.
Okay.
I didn't quit tonight, but it's just stupid. These are...
I told you I was bringing the heat tonight.
It's hot in here.
Woo! Man, I'm sweating bullets over here, which is appropriate.
I'm sweating robot bullets.
Oh, man.
I just want to remind everyone, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Send us email at podcast@onemorecastle.com. Send us questions. We'll tackle them on the air. You can leave questions on the live stream video, too, as a comment. Speaking of which, shout out to those who are leaving comments on live stream tonight. Shoutouts to Dustin Faber, G1 Noble Team, Johnny De Alba, Captain Knucklehead, Joshua Caleb, P-Squared75, what's a comment? Yeah, all of you, thanks for watching, thanks for commenting while you watch. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can, it's Nintendo_Legend, but always first follow One More Castle. Hunter, any shout-outs, plugs?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter as well, at Eric Hunter. My indie game review site is I Am Eric M. And by the time that this is released, I would have reviewed Castle Crushers. So if you like games like Gauntlet and beat-em-ups like Final Fight and Streets of Rage, check out Castle Crushers.
Joe Walker, Space Kappa! Shout-outs, plugs?
Oh yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, at Space Kappa. I do the show... The Backlog, all about forgotten retro games that are still cheap and easy to find, which you can find on One More Castle. I would like to give a Twitter shout-out to my wife, at Lady Starstorm, because her birthday is tomorrow.
Aww.
Heyo, happy birthday!
I will readily admit that she could probably out-nerd me, so you should follow her because she's really cool.
She does post some very nerdy things.
It's a good match.
Yeah. We get a lot in common. It's weird. Crazy Taxi.
Gunstar Heroes.
Robo-Trek?
No.
Nope. Oh, you guys suck so much. I want to give one final shout out to Joe Walker's super sweet Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles t-shirt.
Oh, it's the original one too. Very good, Joe Walker. Very good.
Oh yeah.
There it is. It's so good. And one quick apology to the Retroids.com crew. I'm a week behind posting updated episodes to the discussion forum because I was out of town last week, wasn't even on the podcast, kind of forgot. My bad, I'll get back on it. Woof! But remember, everyone, please leave comments on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend. We want new listeners. And remember, first and foremost, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week!